When you're weary, do you really feel like rejoicing? We sing it every year. The thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices. Can you rejoice in your weariness this season? So much in life leads to our weariness. Stop for a minute and consider all the things that make you weary. That list, I'm sure, is way longer than your shopping list. Depending on what life looks like in this season, it can look different for all of us. Still, the weight of weariness is the same. The definition of weary is physically or mentally tired. Yep, that's it. It's also being exhausted in strength, endurance, vigor, or freshness. You're depleted in all those areas, sick and tired. When I'm weary, keeping it real, the first thing I want to do is rest, not rejoice. I want a quiet, peaceful rest, maybe a fire in the fireplace, snuggling with my dog on the couch under a blanket with a hot cup of peppermint tea. Moments to replenish and refuel those empty and exhausted areas of my mind, body, and soul. How do we find rest? Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Those are red letter words of Jesus, inviting you to come to him and find rest. All who are weary of the daily routine, expectations, monotony, work, responsibility, sickness, worry, and anxiety, come find rest in Jesus. Nothing in this world can offer you soul rest, only Jesus. You can look within all day long, but only when you look to Jesus will you find true rest. Why? Because he is the one who takes the weight of our sin and death and carries it for us. That's what the Christmas story is all about. Jesus is our rest. What did God do on the seventh day of creation? He rested. What are we instructed to do on the Sabbath? We are called to rest. This is an act of obedience, which displays our trust that he holds all things, provides all things for us, and we can stop the workings of the week and honor him, not only with what we do, but also with our rest. Look at the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, verse 17. Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. If you didn't realize it, God is all about numbers and timing. He is intentional with every single moment and every generation from beginning to end. The number 7 throughout Scripture is very significant. Here we see Matthew listing out in Jesus' genealogy 3 sets of 14 generations leading up to Jesus' birth. Let's do a little math. 3 times 14 is 42, or 6 sets of 7. The birth of Christ began the 7th set of 7. Jesus, the Christ, is our Sabbath rest. I in no way think it's by accident that the generational number of Jesus' birth is 7. It's the number of completion, and through Messiah we see fulfillment and completion of all things. Rest was ushered in through the birth of the Savior of the world. That's the truth. I pray you find Jesus this Christmas. Nothing under your tree will fully satisfy. When you find Jesus, your soul finds rest. And then even in your weariness, you can rejoice. I'm Lori Klein.